This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy met in Berlin on Monday, where they reaffirmed their commitment to keeping the eurozone intact and dismissed talk of Greece withdrawing. Both Sarkozy and Merkel agreed that private sector bondholders must share in reducing Greece's debt burden and also urged Athens to do more.
In our opinion, the second Greek rescue package, including the restructuring, must be implemented quickly. Otherwise, it will not be possible to pay out the next tranche to Greece.
The two leaders have been finalizing their positions ahead of a key EU summit at the end of January. They both agreed on the need for a transaction tax on stocks and currency dealing in the European Union. Sarkozy suggested that France might go it alone if necessary, while Merkel supports the tax only if it were to apply to all 27 EU member states. For the first time ever in history, the German government has raised money at a negative interest rate, meaning that investors will be paying Berlin to look after their money. The outcome of the six-month, five-year bond issue shows that investors have faith in Europe's top economy that has so far proved resilient to the euro debt crisis. German finance agency staff initially thought the interest rate of minus 0.01% was a mistake, and they deleted the minus sign, later correcting this. Nigerian unions have begun a second day of nationwide strikes Tuesday to protest against the removal of fuel subsidies that kept gas prices low. Labor unions called the strike after President Goodluck Jonathan's administration unilaterally removed subsidies on January 1st. Once the subsidies were removed, gas prices rose from 45 cents per liter to at least 94 cents per liter. Two protesters were shot dead by police and more than two dozen were wounded on Monday after authorities fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse protesters in the commercial hub Lagos and the largest northern city of Kano. Tens of thousands of people marched the streets in demonstrations up and down Africa's most populous nation, and banks, petrol stations, and domestic airports were closed. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. There are fears of a fresh power struggle in the West African Republic of Guinea-Bissau following the death of its president, Malam Bakay Sana. French officials confirmed that the 64-year-old died early Monday morning in a French military hospital where he had been undergoing medical treatment. The nature of his illness has not been made public, but officials say he had been in a coma for a while. Bakay Sana had been suffering poor health ever since being elected in 2009. He left the country in November to seek medical treatment abroad, and raised concerns about a possible military takeover. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has confirmed that she will run for parliament. She will be a candidate in a Yangon neighborhood that was hard hit by the 2008 cyclone Nargis, said opposition sources on Tuesday. The election will be held on April 1st. Should she win the seat, which is deemed likely, Suu Kyi is expected to become the opposition leader in parliament, making her eligible for appointment to various government committees. An anti-apartheid icon, Nelson Mandela's life story is to be turned into a six-part television miniseries. Mandela's grandson, Kweku, is co-producer of the project. He said he wants to portray not Mandela the saint, but Mandela the man. It's not yet known who'll get to play the coveted lead role. Mandela spent 27 years in prison for his fight against white oppression in South Africa. Quick look at the markets. Asian stocks rose on Tuesday, assisted by an absence of bad financial news. Japan's Nikkei reopened after a three-day holiday and added 0.4%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose 0.6%. South Korea's Kospi jumped 1.6%. And Argentine football star Lionel Messi has been awarded the 2011 FIFA Golden Ball Award at a star-studded ceremony in Zurich for a third consecutive year. For more news and information, visit our website at dwworld.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.